All right, 1380 WPHM, Thursday morning, and time to do our homework with Chip Mortimer from Mortimer Lumber. Chip, good morning.
Well, good morning, Paul. And on today's program, I've brought in a product called Shark Bite Plumbing.
Shark Bite Plumbing.
And you might wonder what this is. Yeah. I really need to kind of give a little story behind it. It's a product we've been carrying now for about 3 or 4 years. Mm-hmm. I was at a hardware trade show, and when you're at a large show, there's just a number of vendors, and they're always trying to hawk you into their booth,
sure,
and trying to sell you this and sell you that. Mm-hmm. And so I have what I call sometimes my 5-minute rule. And so this fellow seemed pretty aggressive, and I had 4 of my hardware buyers with me, and said, "You really need to look at this product." And I said, "Really?" I said, "Can you sell me in 5 minutes?" He said, "I sure can." And with that, Paul, it's a plumbing system that he said, "Look, you no longer, it's a do-it-yourself, or you could even have a professional, but it's a product that you don't need any torches to solder. You don't need any soldering guns. You don't need any glue. And it's just a really neat connection." The word shark bite, and I brought in a couple pieces where you can actually see kind of the teeth when you fasten it together. It's the teeth that grips on, and that, mm-hmm, it grips on to either plastic or copper or a PEX. And then they have a little kind of a, almost like a horseshoe, I guess, if the best way to describe, mm-hmm, it. And you put that on to the piece of plumbing, and you can release that. And it kind of takes 2 hands to do, yeah, it. But what a great invention. I mean, you talk about building a better mousetrap. You know, sometimes, you know, you just did it yourself where,
yeah,
you attached it and then detached it.
Well, that's what's amazing about this. I could see if they said, well, this is going to, you know, fit perfectly together. It's got these teeth and it'll grip and it's stuck there forever and you'll never, ever be able to get it apart. It's, well, that's okay. That's good. But the idea that you can actually take it apart with this little tool is amazing.
It is. And, you know, the safety issue is you don't need a propane tank.
Right.
You don't need the solder. You don't need the glue. You just need maybe a hacksaw or something, you know, to cut the pipe.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a great invention.
And, it really is.
We initially, Paul, as far as buying the product, bought it, you know, in individual bags. And but now we kind of buy it in bulk because,
sure,
we sell a fair amount of it. Even, you know, to, you know, the homeowners, but there's also rentals and things in Port Huron.
Yeah.
And, you know, another addition that isn't manufactured by the Shark Bite Company, but it's the Keeney Corporation. We now carry in stock, it's 1.5 inch PVC, like the P-traps and S-traps, mm-hmm, for like underneath your kitchen sink or, right, a vanity. And you can kind of see inside the package there, mm-hmm, Paul, is a large orange horseshoe to,
yeah,
release. So once again, mm-hmm, no glue, no soldering, no. And I think it's a really cool, neat idea. I would encourage the listeners to come into Mortimer Lumber and take a look. Just ask for Shark Bite. It's actually displayed real close to our lumber, mm-hmm, service desk near the front of the store. But what a great invention. And I know sometimes we consumers complain that, you know, things aren't built the way they used to be.
Right, right.
And, you know, somebody hasn't really come out with a great idea. This is a great idea. And I will caution, though, Paul, too, that there's a number of, I would call, knockoffs.
Okay.
Maybe by imports. And that I don't feel that they stand up to the original Shark Bite. So, mm-hmm, be sure if you're buying this type of product, whether it be at Mortimer Lumber or some other store, that,
yeah,
you really ask for Shark Bite because they are the innovators. They are the ones that have, to me, the superior product on the market.
I've done this a couple of times now. I can't believe how easy it is that when you don't use this little horseshoe tool, I'm just, it's kind of hard to explain without seeing, but I've got, you know, basically this pipe is stuck in here in the Shark Bite grooves. And so without the tool, you try and pull, and there's absolutely no resistance. It is stuck in there as tight as can be. All you do is you put this little piece of plastic over it, this little horseshoe-shaped plastic, which I'm doing right now, and you tug on it, and it comes right out as easy as anything. It's just amazing.
Yes, and so back to the story of why we got into it. So here I am at this booth about 3 or 4 years ago, and the salesman, you know, trying to sell the product to us, and so I turned to one of my hardware buyers and I said, I want to see you put this together and take it apart. Mm-hmm. If you can do it, then I think I'm pretty much sold. And he put it together and took it apart, and I said, sold. That's kind of the history behind how Mortimer Lumber got into the shark bite business and plumbing business. We always had plumbing, parts in that, but it's definitely affected some of our solder and propane sales. But what a safe way in not having to be able, and really, it's as you saw, Paul. You did it. I've done it. And
yeah.
I'm a kind of a novice, even though I sell a lot of products. I'm not the plumber of the world, but it truly is a do-it-yourself or professional device. You don't need to. You don't need a lot of training on it. Just a quick example of how to uncouple the things with that little horseshoe device. It's kind of amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, makes it nice and easy. And I'm like you. I'm not much of a plumber. I've done very few plumbing type projects at home. But this is something that I feel like I could even tackle with the shark bite connection. It's really cool.
And I know that while you're holding that, when you've tried to pull that apart. Mm-hmm. I know you can't see it, but to try to give people the visual, you can't pull that apart. And those teeth, the shark bite teeth, if you will, have grabbed on, and you can't get that undone, only with that special tool.
There
so I encourage you to come to Mortimer Lumber to ask for the shark bite product, and maybe you can use it on your next project.
There you go. Sounds good. In the meantime, if people have suggestions, things that they want to hear on upcoming segments of Doing Your Homework, what's the best way to reach you?
Best way to reach us, Paul, is radio@mortimerlumber.com.
All right.